Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Bulky Blue Podcast. Now, I know it's been a while since I've last spoken to you, and to make up for that, it's going to be a double upload today. So, in this one, we're going to be going over my Premier League predictions for the table and the season for the upcoming 2021-2022 season, and then I'm going to be giving you the scores and my reactions to the matches that have happened so far this weekend. In the second upload of the day will be my Chelsea versus Crystal Palace review. So without any further ado, let's get into the Premier League predictions. Now, I'm going to be going from the bottom of the table up to first. I'm going to be explaining my reasons why. Let's just get straight into it. And the three that I have got going down are Norwich in 20th. Brentford in 19th and Brighton in 18th. Now, Brighton and Brentford won their first games of the season. However, I think let's start with Norwich and bottom, actually. They're just that team, aren't they? They do really well in the Championship, and then they struggle big time in the Premier League. I hope Billy Gilmore's loan there goes really well. But ultimately, I don't think he's enough to save them from relegation or from the bottom of the table. And yesterday, they lost 3-0 to Liverpool, which, granted, it was virtually a full-strength Liverpool, but still lost 3-0. Brentford, similar sort of reason as to why Norwich, I think, will go down. I think they're going to find it difficult. It's not to say they won't stay up, because obviously they can, but I don't think they will. Ivan Toney will get picked off, will get picked out of their team, maybe even by the end of the window, who knows. But we'll just have to wait and see. And then Brighton, I've put Burnley 17th as well, and I think that's going to be the dogfight towards the end of the season. Brighton and Burnley 17-18. However, I think Burnley and Sean Dyche will just do that last little bit of magic and survive on the final day. Brighton to go down, I think their luck's run out. They play some good football. They've got some good players. I just think that's it. I think their luck will run out, personally. I've gone with Newcastle in 16th. And they've got the players to be better than 16th. But Steve Bruce, they're going to be struggling all season, looking like a relegation team, and then they'll go on a bit of a run towards the end of the season and then stay up in low table. Not mid-table, low table, but not relegated either. However, they have just signed Joe Willock on a permanent. I don't think he's eligible to play today, but we'll see. In 15th, I've gone for Watford. They had a strong start, a bit shaky defensively towards the end, with a 3-2 win over Villa. But they've got a few good players. They've got Ismail Assar as well. He's pretty cool. And then yeah, I think they're the ones that are going to stay up. So in 14th, I've gone with Southampton. And I've gone for Palace in the 13th. Now, with both Palace and Saints, again, it could be a coin flip, whichever one. I just think the new bounce, if you will, with Vieira and a few of the signings that Palace have made, I think they'll be good. I'm very intrigued to see what Brozier does at Southampton and to see what Gallagher does at Palace. We've loaned them to their respective teams. We sold Livramento to Southampton. We sold Mark Gerhey to Crystal Palace as well. So again, there'll be two to keep an eye on. In 12th, I've gone with Wolves. I think they're gonna be just mid-table again. They've lost Nuno, but they've still got that Portuguese contingency there. I don't know. It's a difficult one. 11th, I've gone with Villa. Now, Villa are going to be a big talking point because a lot of the predictions I've seen have put Villa fighting for European places. I don't think they will. Yes, they've signed Buendia. Yes, they've signed Leon Bailey. They've signed Danny Ings. But that's just to replace Jack Grealish. You look at how they defended some of them goals yesterday against Watford. You need to be better than that. Which they will be. Martinez is a good goalkeeper. Mings is a good defender. So I think they'll be mid-table. Just below Europe. Everton, I've put in 10th. I think with Rafa, they'll be... Basically, the teams above them... Well, the two above them, I've gone West Ham 9th and Arsenal 8th. I think those three... They won't be European contenders, but they'll be fighting for there or thereabouts. West Ham I've put lower than Europe spaces because of being in Europe. I think the Europa League will take a lot out of them. I do think they'll get out of the group stage in that, though. But I just think, yeah, they'll struggle in the league. And then Arsenal, they're pony, aren't they? They're shit right now. They are terrible. Honestly, they lost to Brentford 2-0. And it weren't like Brentford defended for their lives and Arsenal were hammering the door down and Brentford got a lucky goal. And then when Arsenal were pushing for the equaliser, Brentford hit them on a counter-attack again. No, Brentford fully deserved that win. Arsenal didn't really... They had a lot of the ball, but I don't remember them having really a sniff at goal. They're going to struggle. They need a total clean out from top to bottom. Kroenke, Edu, Arteta, the team, all of them need to get gone. And it's... As a Chelsea fan, it's funny seeing the demise of that club. But as someone who's got an Arsenal fan in their family, and you see what they're what the Arsenal fans are going through, you do feel sympathetic for them. But ultimately, their club is screwed the entire time Stan Kroenke is there, and they ain't getting in Europe again, I don't think. In 7th, and qualifying for the Conference League, I've gone with Leeds. Now, again, I know it's going to seem very unlikely given battering they took last night, or yesterday, should I say, yesterday afternoon. But they'll be all right. They'll be good. Bielsa's just signed a new deal. They've got Firpo. They've got the same core of players that did brilliantly last season. I think they'll add a couple more here and there. And yeah, I think once they get up to speed, once they get ready, they'll kick on and have a really good season. And I think they'll qualify for Europe in the Conference League. Sixth, I've put Spurs. And that's not because of rating Tottenham, because I don't hate them. I think they're shit. I think Kane is going. However, I do rate Nuno Espirito Santo. And I think he could work quote-unquote wonders with that team. Get him in the Europa League. And now for my top five. I think the last Europa spot goes to Leicester. For the last few seasons, they've been in the top four and then fallen away at the end. However, I don't think that'll be the case this season. I think they'll be fifth consistently throughout the season. But that's because of the power of the top four that I've gone with. In fourth, I've gone with Liverpool. Now, they finished third last season. On the final day, they had a mid-season struggle. But they got Van Dijk back. And I know one player doesn't make a team, but he is a pretty fucking handy player to have back in that team, isn't he? Like, he is... Well, before his injury, he was hands down the best centre-back on the planet, in my opinion. And whether he gets back to that, we don't know. Kept a clean sheet yesterday. But I think just that confidence and that aura of having Virgil van Dijk around will calm them Liverpool players down. And then if... Sorry, breaking news. Bayern Munich legend Gerd Müller dies at the age of 75. The headline literally just popped on my phone as I'm recording this. But go like back on Liverpool, the front three that they've got, Mane underperformed massively last season. Already, Firmino and Jota are on the score sheet. Salah as well. Which, saying that, he became the first player to score on the opening day 5 years in a row. Or 5 seasons in a row. Which I thought was pretty cool. In third, I've gone Man United. I think the additions of Varane and Sancho, signing Cavani on a permanent, I think, brilliant business. I'll give them that. It's brilliant business. However, again, the two above them, I think, have one bit of equipment or one option and tool that Man United just don't have, and that's an elite manager. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not an elite manager. He's proven his worth at Man United, and fair enough. I'll hold my hands up. I was wrong. I didn't think he'd take him forward. He has done. But I just don't think he has the same know-how and brilliance as a Tuchel and a Pep have. And now we come into the top two, which is City and Chelsea. these two, you can coin flip them. We've just signed Lukaku. City have signed Jack Grealish. Probably signing Harry Kane as well. The missing piece of the puzzle for Chelsea was that striker. And we've now got it. Me being biased, I've gone for Chelsea to win the title. I've gone for City second. But I think it'll be... it has the potential to be a final day Lukaku moment. Like, well, that's what I'm hoping for anyway. Like, the Aguero moment that they had in 2012, I think that could be summit for us. But with Lukaku, like, it'll just be brilliant. It really would be. But as I said, I think it's a coin flip. Hopefully we don't lose too much ground when we go to the Club World Cup. Which I don't think we will. I think our squad is plenty capable enough and big enough and deep enough, and we're not finished in the transfer market yet either. We're still looking at a centre back, still looking at a midfielder as well. But as I said, you can coin flip them. One week it'll be City winning the league. Next week it'll be Chelsea winning the league. I think they'll be top two all season. But yeah, the biased side of me is putting Chelsea number one. So that's my Premier League predictions. I'm not going to do Championship promotion again. Because I'll be honest, I haven't really... I watched the Championship the season before, last, because of Leeds being in it. So I knew what I was looking at. But this year, or last season, I didn't watch. I think Bournemouth, West Brom will be odds-on favourite to come up, but who knows. Fulham as well, they'll be odds-on to come up, because they always are. But we'll have to see who comes up with the Championship. Now, in terms of the results yesterday, well, this weekend, so the Premier League actually restarted on Friday. 8 o'clock game, Brentford versus Arsenal. And I've already gone over the scoreline. Brentford won 2-0. As I said, it was a comfortable 2-0 win for Brentford. Yes, they didn't have much of the ball, but Arsenal never threatened. Arsenal are in big trouble, as I said. And yeah, they need to wake up fast. We then move into the early game yesterday. And we had Man United pump Leeds 5-1. Bruno Fernandes hat-trick. Pogba getting 4 assists. How often can they keep that up? Who knows, once they come against... No offence to Leeds, but once they come up against a bigger team, will Pogba and Fernandes just go missing like they normally do? Yeah, I mean... yeah, who knows. But then we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 3 o'clock games. So obviously with fans back in the stadium now, there's none of this, oh, all the games are on TV anymore. We had Burnley versus Brighton, in which Brighton won 2-1. We had Chelsea versus Palace, which Chelsea won 3-0, which I will be doing another... a full breakdown review of that game alone after this, like, in another podcast. Everton beat Southampton 3-1 after going 1-0 down. Leicester beat Wolves 1-0. Watford beat Villa 3-2. And then that was the 3 o'clock games. Liverpool beat Norwich 3-0. in the evening game. And then we got Newcastle versus West Ham today. They kick off in an hour's time. And we've also got Spurs versus Man City today as well. I think West Ham beat Newcastle. And I think City absolutely batter Spurs, if I'm being totally honest. But again, as I said, we'll have to wait and see. After the weekend's results, it leaves Man United top on goal difference with a plus four. Chelsea second so far, then Liverpool. Then it'll be Everton, Brentford, Watford, Brighton, and then Leicester. It's shaping up to be a very exciting season. Very exciting season. To the point where we could genuinely, we have genuinely at the start of this season, four teams who could win that title. Any one of the top four that I've said could win that title. However, I think it's a coin flip between City and Chelsea. And as a Chelsea fan myself, my heart is going to be racing throughout the entire season. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough, but you don't win anything without hard work, and we'll see where we go. But that is going to be the end of this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, another one will be out later today with the Chelsea versus Crystal Palace review. If you did enjoy it, please share me around. That'd be absolutely brilliantly. And until the next one, ladies and gentlemen, I will speak to you then. Goodbye.